And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And this is Ted Bell from Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse. I am here at the Staples Center for the NBA Finals between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Philadelphia 76ers. Right now, there's a break in the action, and they are having what is called a free throw. In the free throw, one of the tall people goes to the place and throws the ball into the metal thing with the strings.
Which one of the tall people?
The tall people right now, he is wearing the yellow of the Sixers?
Lakers.
Of the Lakers. The tall person has the ball, and it's going to go into the metal hoop. Oh! Yay! That's me being enthusiastic because my favorite team got the ball into the metal hoop.
With the strings hanging down.
With the strings hanging down. Thank you, Phil.
And Ted.
Excuse me, I'm the commentator here, Phil.
Yeah, but what do you mean with the metal hoop? And all of this stuff sounds very...
I'm the commentator. Am I the one with the floor seats?
Yes, you're the one with the floor seats.
All right. Now I'm going to try to... The ball goes down the floor. The man threw it in.
The ball goes down the floor. The man threw it in. Thanks a lot, Ted. That's great. That's another one of our reports. I sure hope David Hall's listening to this. I hope you're listening to this. Making me put Ted Bell on the air doing his reports from the Staples Center. Or, excuse me, he's reporting actually from a Staples office supply store. He suddenly realizes it's not a Staples office supply store. It's a big arena with Staples' name on it. Hey, you know, he said to me, you got to go down to Staples. He goes, oh, okay, what do you want me to get, binder paper? No, man, go to see a basketball game. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Bob Green is a restaurateur from the Dallas, Texas area. Mr. Green, are you with us?
I'm right here, Mr. Hendry, although I can't guarantee I can follow what I just heard on your program, but...
Well, it's pretty bizarre, to say the least.
But I can tell you, I think I understand basketball a little bit better. I might make a better commentator.
And I want to talk about Jenna Bush, though, and her problems with alcohol and the effect it may have on the family.
Right. I wanted to jump in and say something, and I don't mean this personally directed at you necessarily, but I have donated a fair amount of money to the Bush campaign, and I am not going to sit by and watch you people in the media make Jenna Bush into a bar slut.
I don't think, Mr. Green, that I have attempted to do that.
I don't mean it in a singular sense, Mr. Hendry, but I do think in your industry, you people have done everything in your power to turn Jenna Bush into a drink whore because she happens to enjoy a cocktail, and because right now the legal limit for drinking is she's not within it.
She's getting popped for underage drinking, sir.
That's correct.
She's using a fake ID. She's on her way to what may be problem drinking, don't you think?
Phil, I own a restaurant, and I know...
And that's one of the reasons why we have you on the show.
Look, I own a restaurant, and I know a drink whore. I know a bar slut when I see one. I know a drink whore when I see one because I've personally, physically thrown sow hounds out of my place. And I mean right onto the sidewalk. I have lifted sow hounds off of their bar stool and pitched them. Could somebody shut that off, please? I'm near a loading elevator right now, Phil. And
what is it with you guys we have on this show? You're always standing near a loading dock.
I don't know. I got moved out of my office briefly. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I have personally, physically thrown sow hounds, drink whores, and bar sluts out of my place, and I mean onto the sidewalk. Jenna Bush doesn't look that bad right now, and I would not put her in that category.
All right, I wouldn't put her into the category of bar slut or drink whore either. You said that she...
Well, you people in the media are trying to paint the picture that she's some kind of a souse hound, that she's laying in a puddle of her own vomit, that she's choking on her own vomit, that she's...
I have never heard any report that Jenna Bush is laying in a puddle of her own vomit or choking on it.
Well, what... were the reports that I heard that she'd fallen asleep in the back seat of her car and was gagging on her own puke?
I never heard any such thing, and I have never heard anybody report any such thing, and I can assure you that I...
You didn't say that.
No, I did not say that.
Because I can assure you, Mr. Henry, I have donated a significant amount of money to her father's campaign. I believe in George W. Bush, and nobody in the media is going to paint that family, a picture of that family, as if they are a bunch of rummies and alcoholics. I won't do it.
All right, I understand that. I don't... But don't you think she should abide by the drinking laws?
I don't think the drinking laws, as they exist right now, should apply to Jenna Bush.
All right, why not?
Phil, I think Jenna Bush is in a separate category. She's
like any other young person who's starting to drink and can have a problem.
I don't agree with you. I don't agree. I think she's the daughter of a president, number one. And I want to say this because I loved the president and Barbara Bush when they were in office. But Barbara Bush is that girl's grandmother. And when you look at Barbara Bush, as I'm sure Jenna has, you see Jenna Bush 50 years down the road. And you can well imagine Jenna, after seeing what's in store for her, let me tell you something, I'd buy a round for the house, too.
Jenna Bush is drinking because she doesn't want to look like her grandmother.
I believe that's the case.
You know, that thing about Barbara Bush and her looks, I think that is so cruel and unfair. And
Phil, I agree with you. I couldn't say...
Well, then why would you say that about... So, in other words, Jenna Bush is drinking heavily because she doesn't want to look old and tired like her grandmother?
Look, Phil, like I said, I agree with you, but that face on Barbara Bush may be, and I'm saying may be, contributing to Jenna needing pain management. I'm a big supporter of President George W. Bush, but you got to look at the guy. He's mumbling and stumbling around. He can't spell. You remember, that's the President Bush who said, "Is our children learning?" Now, Jenna hears that, and it's about having to go through this president's daughter thing. If she hears him say, "Is our children learning?" How about another whiskey sour, Jenna, huh?
So she's having to drown her troubles. She's having to drink heavily because she knows she's got an idiot for a father and a dried-up old prune for a grandmother?
I'm saying that I believe that that factors in. And I'm telling you, I think it's a lot more compassionate than to paint her out to be some kind of a drink slut, some kind of a barroom trollop that is lounging idly at the end of the bar at 2 in the morning, waiting for some businessman who wants to have a quick pop on the way home to buy her an apple martini.
The picture you paint of Jenna Bush is not very flattering, and I can tell you something.
You people haven't painted a flattering picture.
I haven't done any such thing. I can tell you what this girl has been guilty of is trying to buy with a fake ID and drinking underage. And I know that there are a lot of people...
Well, you can see that the girl may well be on her way to a drinking problem. She's trying to manage her pain right now.
So what do you suggest?
I suggest that the legal drinking age for Jenna Bush be lowered to whatever age she is right now.
Only for Jenna Bush?
Only for Jenna Bush.
1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Bob Green is a Dallas area restaurant owner who is suggesting that Jenna Bush is drinking heavily because she's trying to, you call it pain management?
I call it pain management, yeah.
Because she doesn't want to be, because she knows she's going to look like her grandmother.
I think she knows she may be as dumb as her father, and I'm a Republican, and I voted for George W. Bush.
And so she's drowning her sorrows.
She's drowning her sorrows, yeah.
Well, the legal drinking age being lowered for one person to 19, I've never heard of that.
But she is the president's daughter, and I think that all due consideration. And this Saturday Night Live, you know the guy on Saturday Night Live that makes President Bush look like a complete idiot? Do you know that?
Will Ferrell.
I saw the way he butchered up our president, and I have never had to take a drink to steady my nerves, but I did because I wanted to start throwing lamps through a window. And when I contributed to the Bush campaign, I can tell you, so if I feel that way, how do you think Jenna Bush is going to feel?
I don't know. 1-800-449, I would imagine she's hurt.
You better believe she's hurt. Jenna Bush should be allowed to drink at the age of 19 because she's got Will Ferrell butchering her father up on Saturday Night Live. She's got to look forward to having a kisser like her grandmother and possibly not even being able to spell like her father.
And that was Dan Quayle.
Well, the is our children, whatever he said that was dumb.
1-800-449-8686. I've often heard it said that alcoholics have a lot to overcome a lot of pain, that they're very sensitive people. I've also heard it said that alcoholism is just flat disease, an allergy. If Jenna Bush is an alcoholic, I find it very difficult to believe that she's drinking so that she can manage the pain of having to grow up to be ugly. 1-800-449-8686. Bob Green is a restaurant owner from Dallas. We'll be back with him on The Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Now, I see a lot of these young women come into my restaurant, and if you can believe this, they are so desperate for a drink, and they don't have any money, that they will offer me, because I am the owner and the manager of the restaurant, they will offer me, and I don't mean to be shocking, but they offer me oral sex if I'll get them another apple martini or whatever they do. And I say to them, I say no. It's tempting, but think about it. I say no, I won't, and I throw them physically into the street.
Well, I think that's pretty sad. You've got young women coming into your bar so hard up for a drink, they're offering to give you oral sex for one. But I think it's even sadder that you say you physically throw them into the street.
I am sickened by that.
But you also said it was tempting.
It's tempting. I mean, I'm a man. You're a man. Somebody comes up to you and says, if you give me an apple martini, I'll... you know, gob the cone. I mean, come on.
Come on what?
I mean, I'm just, Phil, what I'm saying is I've never said yes.
Well, you're putting it in ways that makes me think that you probably, at one time or another in your life, in the future maybe, will say yes.
And what's that supposed to mean?
I think you know what it means.
I take that as an insult. I've given money to the Bush campaign.
So you've told us, sir. Catherine, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Catherine, hello? Here is John on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, John.
Yeah, Phil, John, go ahead. Hold on for a second, John. Will you find out if she's still there on line one, please? Go ahead, John.
Yeah, okay. Like I said before, I really don't believe this guy here has, you know, done anything but slam the Bush family, and he's sitting up here telling it. But the main point I was talking about...
Wait. You're not going to get away with that. I've supported the Bush family, and I supported the Bush presidency.
Fine.
Okay, thank you. I can't allow you to say something like that.
Fine. Now, look, have you ever gone and had to pick up the aftermath of what drunken teenagers do and drunken people do out there on the street? Or do you just look at it in the paper?
What do you mean, pick up the aftermath? I don't know what you mean. Like drunken, clean up vomit? I've cleaned up plenty of vomit in the bathroom.
No, sir. I'm not. Hey, that's the easy part, buddy. I'm talking about going out there picking up the arms and legs.
I thought you were talking about mopping up vomit, which
no.
I have done.
No, that's the easy
what,
part.
What are you talking about?
I thought about when these teenagers get out there at 19 and 20 years old who can't control their alcohol because they drink three or four alcohol beverages. You know, they can't control it because they turn loose for the first time, and they get out there and they wreck up and they. Killing somebody is the least of their worries.
So what do you do? Are you a street sweeper? I don't understand. Cleaning up.
Do you work for an ambulance?
Houston, you knothead.
Well, you said that you clean up the aftermath of. What do you do? You clean. You wash cars.
No, sir.
Well, then I don't.
The aftermath of what happens.
An accident.
Out there who are not responsible for their drinking habits at that age is they get out there and they wreck up and they kill people and they maim people, and I'm the guy that has to go out there and dig them out of the cars and try to save their lives.
But you don't understand, sir. I'm not saying that kids should be allowed to drink.
You're saying
that. You said one person.
Jenna Bush
should be allowed. You cannot say one person above all else. This country is, we are all equal under the law, sir.
Have you gotten a look at the kisser on her grandmother? This girl
sir,
needs to have a drink.
This is not the
she
issue. Quit trying the issue. The issue is here.
She
the issue
drinks.
Is here. The issue is drinking underage.
Well, that is the issue. Drinking
everybody
underage.
From the President of the United States on down to the lowest person in this country.
But you got to understand something. John, you got to understand, the president of the United States is the reason why she's juicing it.
It doesn't matter, sir.
This guy comes out, is
the
our
children
learning.
The Constitution doesn't matter. The laws of this state of Texas does not matter. It does matter when you have, when you sit out there and you set some one person up over another person.
When he
that
came out
called,
with that, well, when he
no,
came
sir.
Out with that subliminable
that is,
line,
that is socialism,
that's good
sir.
For a round of drinks right there. I mean, she
it's
has
not the
girl.
Drink issue, sir.
It's
they're
not the drink.
Drink regardless.
Right, exactly.
Well, I want to make this point, though, Phil. When her father came out on national television and said that it was subliminable, and you remember that, don't you?
Yes.
I wouldn't blame her to go right straight for a bar. And that's what she did.
Because her old man says subliminable doesn't mean that she's got to go have enough drinks to kill somebody. Isn't that your point, John?
Exactly.
I'm not saying that she should, gentlemen. I'm saying
then
that she should be allowed to have a couple
made,
of belts.
Sir. You're saying well, she should be able to go out and be
chill.
Able, because she's the president's
no.
daughter,
I,
and go out and have a little bit more latitude and leeway than anybody else? No, sir. She should be under the even more scrutiny and have more common decency for her own self and this country.
Oh, okay. So in other words, when her father says subliminal, she can't have a beer.
What? Why? What? Why does one have to do with the other?
A guy needs a drink when he hears some like that crap come out of your own father's mouth.
Oh my God!
What? You know something?
You guys don't get it. I'm a restaurant owner.
Oh, we
I see
get it
I've
all
mopped
right
up.
Enough.
I've mopped
you got
up.
Guys like you out there
no,
who,
sir,
who,
no,
who
sir.
Don't give a crap.
I've mopped up buckets of vomit in my day, and I can tell you I don't like underage drinking anymore.
That's
but,
the easy part, buddy.
I told you, John. I've been.
I wish that's all I had to do was mop up vomit.
Well, you still don't tell me what you do.
There
I don't know
is
you
a,
wash
there,
cars. What do you do?
I think you work for paramedics. Is that John?
No,
is
I'm a Houston fireman.
A farmer?
Fireman.
I didn't know that farmers picked up arms and legs.
He's a fireman.
All right.
Okay, thank you, John. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, and let's go over to Catherine. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. You back, Catherine?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, ma'am.
Well, I just, listening to that repartee, you really can't argue with the fool, and you certainly cannot change his mind. So
I don't know what's so
it's
foolish
sort of
about my opinion.
Pointless.
I've never heard anybody argue my point back.
Obviously, he doesn't have any children that he's concerned about.
I didn't say all kids should drink. I said Jenna Bush should be allowed, given the fact that she's under pressure because her grandmother is...
frightening, so she needs to have a drink knowing she's going to grow up looking that way.
Yeah.
So when students are under pressure in college, it's okay to drink or take drugs or whatever. Because we need to relieve that pressure.
You know, Catherine, you're not very bright. I didn't say other students. I said just Jenna Bush.
Just Jenna Bush.
You got it. You got it now?
Well, wait a minute. I don't like you insulting my callers either, okay?
She can call up and be dumb. You know, I'm going to need a drink after I get done talking to half of these people.
Well, if that's the way you solve your problem.
That's the way no, I don't. But
no.
After talking to you, I may begin to reevaluate. Okay, Catherine?
It's fine. If you want a drink, go ahead.
How about
and
a little
a
mint
drink.
Julep, huh? How about a big fat cigar and a mint julep?
If that's what you do.
All right,
you
Catherine, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Go over to Mark on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, this is Mark from San Antonio, Texas. I, too, am a bar owner. And I think this guy that you have on the other line is just full of crap. You cannot lower the drinking age for one individual in the United States, regardless of who they are.
Because you're a bar owner, you suddenly...
Well, you're a restaurant owner.
I'm a restaurant owner, not a bar owner.
Restaurant owner, bar owner, do you serve liquor in your restaurant? Probably so.
Yeah, I do. And I've been offered...
That's correct.
I've been offered oral sex.
That's such a ridiculous notion to think that you would even consider doing that. And I think you probably should be shut down.
You know what I'm talking about? You enjoy these drink whores.
You're probably doing it for other people.
You know the drink whores that'll come in and offer you oral sex for a free apple martini. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. I've said no to them. Have you?
Definitely.
Good boy.
But the bottom line is the drinking age is 21. And you do not.
People don't get what I'm saying.
Your point is that there are. Thank you for your call, sir. Your point is that Jenna Bush needs to be allowed.
I think that Jenna Bush needs to have that. Look, let me tell you something.
But why just the daughter of the president?
Let me tell you something. If people will shut up long enough, and let me make the point. In Nepal the other day, you know what happened in Nepal, don't you?
Yeah, that kid killed the royal family.
You better believe it. You want. want Jenna Bush moving from room to room in the White House, slaughtering whoever she finds in there because she can't have a drink? You want the same thing to happen in the White House that happened in Nepal to the royal family? Then you don't let Jenna Bush have a cocktail. Keep the highballs from her and watch her move from room to room with a ski mask on.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry with Bob Green. He's a restaurant owner from Dallas. He believes that Jenna Bush could one day pick up a rifle and kill her entire family, just like that kid in Nepal did to the royal family, because she's going to grow up someday to look like George Washington. Is that correct?
That's essentially, to look like George Washington, yeah.
Meaning Barbara Bush.
Well, that's her grandmother.
And that's enough to want to drink yourself to death?
Well, Phil, here's the thing.
I mean, what about any other kid out there who has an ugly grandmother? Wouldn't they want to drink themselves to death?
If another kid out there has an ugly grandmother and she can't drink and she goes nuts as a result of it, it's no sweat off of me. If Jenna Bush is not allowed to have a drink and she goes nuts knowing she's going to grow up to look like the Quaker Oats guy, okay?
What do you mean the Quaker Oats?
Because Barbara Bush...
Oh, all right. So Barbara Bush looks like the Quaker Oats guy.
What I'm trying to say, if she goes nuts knowing she's going to look like that, and then she grabs a rifle and offs her whole family at the White House, wouldn't you rather have had her have a drink? Don't you think a couple of G&Ts, a couple of shots of tequila are worth keeping her from slaughtering the entire first family of the United States of America? And that would include the president.
I think you're out of your mind if you think a notion like that would...
Well, Phil, I might have been out of my mind a week ago. But this kid in Nepal, he blew away every one of those, the towel heads that they, I didn't mean to say towel head, but that...
The Nepal royal family.
The Nepal royal family. He shot them all, didn't he?
Yes.
That's the kind of thing that could happen.
I don't believe it, and I don't think it's worth having her drink.
A kid wiped out his entire family. The royal family became a pain in his ass. That whole thing growing up to look like the Quaker Oats box guy, that could be a pain in her ass.
1-800-449-8686. Connie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
That is the most absurd thing I've ever heard in my life.
Have you been reading the newspapers lately?
Pardon me?
You read the newspaper about that kid in Nepal blew away all those people.
And then that's probably an isolated incident where he needed to, you know, seek mental help. Not because he didn't have enough to drink.
Like Jenna Bush.
I mean, I can speak for her generation. I'm 22.
You can't speak for her, though.
No, I can't. But I can speak for, I mean, I would be worried about her if she was down in Austin at UT not drinking.
What if she's an alcoholic?
If she's an alcoholic, then she's an alcoholic. But I don't think allowing her to drink is going
to
keep her from killing her family. I mean, if she's going to kill her family, she's going to do it more likely when she's under the influence.
So.
That's my point. She's going to get juiced up.
You think she's going to get juiced up, get on a jet, fly all the way to Washington, get a rifle from somewhere, and go blow her family away? The booze would have worn off by then. I'm talking about her having the tension of not being able to get herself a decent drink that isn't watered down.
Then she needs to get better at it and quit getting caught.
Well, that
because
may be.
All right. We all did it.
Or I think that they lower it to 19. Otherwise, she grows up...
No, this is America.
Let me ask you a question, Connie.
This isn't the royal family. This is America where everyone's equal.
Yeah, everybody's equal. Everybody lives in the White House. Yeah, you're right. We're all equal. Sure. Hey, Connie, let me ask you something.
Okay.
If you were going to grow up to look like Barbara Bush, wouldn't you need drinks to deal with it?
Nope.
Will you quit?
Would
you quit insulting that woman? Okay.
It's a theory that she's going to need.
She's going to need the drinks to kill the pain of having to deal with her mother being her grandmother being ugly.
We're all going to be. It's inevitable.
Now, well, that's my thing. Let me ask you a question, Connie. Have you ever offered anybody oral sex?
Okay, thank you very much.
No, I haven't.
Well, it has happened in my restaurant.
I've never had to do that.
You've never offered a bar owner oral sex for an apple martini?
No, I'm a waitress
in a really busy restaurant club.
No one's ever offered me that.
You ever offered you what?
Offered me any kind of sexual favors for a drink. I serve drinks.
Yeah, do you serve up those apple martinis?
My fiance is the bar manager. I've never even given him oral sex for a drink, and he's the manager.
Say that again.
He's the bartender. I said my own boyfriend's the bartender, and I've never even offered him oral sex for a drink.
Well, because you have enough money.
If I didn't, I would just get someone to buy it for me. I mean, I would just say, hey, will you buy me a drink? It's usually pretty easy.
And what if he says
you don't have
yes.
to give anything in return.
What if he says you do?
Why are we going down this road?
I'm just saying it happens. These drink whores, present company accepted, Connie, they'll do it. They'll do all kinds of things. Things you could only imagine. Things you could only read about in books. They'll offer you for a drink.
All right, Connie, thank you very
much. Thank you very much.
Man, I don't know what world you live in.
It's the world we all live in, Phil. We all got to swim in the same water. I'm just the traffic cop here.
Yeah, you're just the traffic cop here, man, who'd love to keep plying those drinks on people just so what? So you can keep that steady income coming in?
You think it's about money, huh?
Yeah, you've been telling me all the bread you've been laying into the Bush coffers, all the money that you spent, and even though you love him so much, he's still an idiot. You know, I don't even think you really like President Bush. You called him stupid.
I said that the guy's got a hard time putting one foot in front of the other. Yeah, it doesn't mean I didn't vote for him.
Or give him money.
And the way I saw Will Ferrell butcher him up on Saturday Night Live and make him look even dumber than he is, which I didn't think was possible, is beyond reproach, beyond the pale. I had to steady my nerves with a straight shot of Wild Turkey after I saw that. I was so ready to throw lamps through the window.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Linda on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I don't know what Barbara Bush's look has to do with her granddaughter drinking.
Because she may grow up to look like her.
Doesn't make any difference. And I think it's absolutely absurd.
Drink whores will do things you've only seen in German fetish magazines for a shot of well rum.
It's absurd to think that if this child does not get a drink, that she's going to go in and kill her family.
Why is that? We just saw it happen in India.
Nepal.
Was he drinking? Was that boy drinking? I doubt it.
I don't know, but he might have been smoking hash. That's what they do up there.
Doesn't make any difference. We have laws in this land, and just because we should not be exempt from any of the laws or the consequences actions.
Well, they have laws in Nepal, too. Didn't keep that kid from picking up a rifle. Did you get a
We're not in Nepal. We're in America. We're not talking about him. We're talking about...
Yeah, I mean, the kid in Nepal...
Should this girl have to suffer the consequences for her actions? Absolutely, yes.
So you want to
see
President...
She made a choice, and she should have to abide by the laws of the land.
That's exactly my point, too, Linda.
So both of you want to see Jenna Bush moving from room to room in the White House with a ski mask?
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't know where you're coming up with that.
I think she's going to be moving from room
to
room.
Are you smoking hash?
No, ma'am, I am not. I'm a bar owner, okay?
I just wanted to make...
Are you drinking?
No, not at all.
Then why can't you fathom her moving room to room, leaving bloodstains on the wall?
Sounds like a Stephen King horror novel to me.
Horror novel?
Yeah.
It's pulled from the headlines of today, ma'am. Jenna Bush writing pig in blood on the wall.
Get out of here.
She'll pull some kind of Lorena Bobbitt on her father or something.
Yeah. Moving from room to room in the White House, writing pig in blood on the wall.
So I take it that she wants to see George Bush chopped into little pieces and served on the to the Chinese prime minister. Is that it?
Thanks for your call, idiot.
You're welcome.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
I'm on the NASA website right now. There's no Betty Dickman passing out.
Bull crap, man.
No, there isn't, man. No, there isn't, man. No, there isn't, man. There's no Betty Dickman who's an astronaut.
Then why would you tell me your mother's an astronaut?
Is he on the right site?
Yeah, I'm on the right site, man. It's the National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
So you're bullcrapping me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you, did you believe it?
I didn't believe it, man. For a minute, I'm sitting out here listening. Your mom's an astronaut.
Well, where is your mother?
She's in a French Foreign Legion.
Come on, man.
I swear, she's in a French Foreign Legion. I can tell you all about it.
What do you mean the French Foreign Legion? They don't even let women into the French Foreign Legion.
No, I think they do.
Tell, let me guess, you're on the French Foreign Legion website right now?
Well, I surfed over. And,
What about the French? What do you know about the French Foreign Legion?
First of all, Phil, I know all about a French Foreign Legion, okay? And it was a secret. That's why I told you she's an astronaut.
What's a secret?
That she's in the French Foreign Legion.
Why?
Because of a special stuff she do.
Oh, you're full of crap, man. You know that? I had to throw you out of here.
There's no way, man, that she's an astronaut.
We got that, okay? I got the whole astronaut thing. That's out of my system. French Foreign Legion. Okay, go ahead. Prove to me she's in the French Foreign Legion.
All right, it's stuff that I know about it.
Like what?
Like if, first of all, if you go in the French Foreign Legion, you got to be in 7 years.
Let me look it up, man. Yeah, he's right.
7 years.
Yeah.
And another thing, they wear berets.
Well, that's no proof that you know anything about the French Foreign Legion.
They do wear berets, though, Phil, because I...
Got that, man. I can see it. Any French Foreign Legion movie I ever saw, there's a guy in a beret.
Sometimes they wear those funny square baseball caps with a piece of stuffed handkerchief hanging on the back.
Yeah, they do that, too.
What about the French Foreign Legion?
Okay, you got to join up for 7 years.
Right.
And if you ever leave, and another thing they do?
What?
They speak French a lot.
Yeah, I'm looking on the website.
Yeah, I know they speak French.
It says so here.
Hey, that internet's something else, isn't it, man?
Sure is. Gives you a lot of information.
Yeah, that you otherwise wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's definitely the case.
Like they speak French in the French Foreign Legion. I bet you that's right on the thing.
Yeah, in fact, there's two places, English and Francois.
What do you mean, Francois? French, Francois?
Don't mind if I do. What are you talking about?
I mean, is that what it is? It's called Francois. I don't know how do they say it, bud?
It's called Francois. It's French.
What else?
Well, if you go to a French Foreign Legion, you have to stay in 7 years.
Right.
And if you desert the French Foreign Legion or you leave, you're never allowed to step in France again.
Yeah, that's right on here, too.
No kidding. So who do they take?
They'll take anybody.
Yeah, they take anybody in the French Foreign Legion.
What do I need you for, man, when I'm talking to him?
I got the website.
I don't even believe the French Foreign Legion has a website. A website. Log on and join the French Foreign Legion.
They'll take anybody in the French Foreign Legion.
I've heard that. They take murderers?
Yeah, they don't ask any. The only people they won't take, midgets. And that's
kind of bad when you think about they'll take, like, murderers and rapists, serial murderers.
Guys with a record?
Yeah, guys with a record.
Yeah, anybody who can be a French Foreign Legion but a midget.
I don't know,
I mean, think about it. Why'd he take a midget?
Well, I mean, the midget at least doesn't have a criminal record.
You hope.
Well, how many midgets have got criminal records out of all the midgets that there are? It's probably a lower proportion. What am I talking to you two idiots about criminal records and midgets for?
Well, they can't have a midget on account of the requirement, like parachutes and stuff.
Right. Paratroopers got to be at least 6 feet tall. How are you going to drop a midget out of a plane? They may think it's a package or something.
Right. They may not know it's a man at the end of the chute.
All right, suppose they think it is a package.
A lot of times they'll shoot at it to try to open it up in the air.
One time, a midget jumped out of a plane, they shot the midget dead.
What, they thought it was a crate of cigarettes or something?
Yeah, they thought it was like spam.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Boy, I'll tell you, these Ultra Lounge CDs just, they do it for me, man. I tried putting this on the other day at my house. Somebody said, well, somebody put some music on. Okay. So I put that on. Generally, they think you're going to put on something popular, and then you put on some kind of, speaking of bar slut. Well, it won't be long now, man. I think it's about 2 weeks, and then I have to spend a whole week on a Disney ship. Hey! With the family. And actually, I don't know if I'm looking forward to it or not, to be honest with you. I think I am. What I'm not going to dig is, you know what, I don't know why I'm spending the bread that I'm spending to go on one of these family vacations aboard a Disney cruise ship when it's just going to be more kids than I can possibly, you know, in other words, there's 4 kids at our house right now. Now there's like 8 million. So why have I chosen to do that? I don't know. It must be, maybe I got Jenna Bush's problem. Maybe I'm trying to avoid it. Maybe I should get Jenna Bush's problem. And we also rented a place down at the beach this week, for the summer. So I think we're all set, you know. We'll be living large. And we, let's see, the kids, we owe them $6 million in allowance. So that's great. See, they won't let you forget that you owe them their allowance. I never got allowance as a kid. I don't want to go into my childhood, start boring people with the particulars of how deprived I was. But I did shoplift for food. But other than that, but I didn't get an allowance. These guys, they get an allowance. They get like the amount of money that they're, how old they are. So if they're 15, they get 15 bucks a week. 15 bucks a week. And they don't let us forget, you owe us allowance. And then now one of them, he gets his allowance, which I think came to last year something like $300 or something. We owed him an allowance. He blew it all in 2 days. Then he starts to cry because he doesn't have any money. So then he has to negotiate getting more money. So I said, well, I tell you what, I'll let you work it off. And he got some powder puff job watering plants for his bread. I hate kids. I hate them so very deeply. I'm Phil Hendry. By the way, I caught one of them online with his door closed. Yes, that's right. At our house, children are not allowed to go online. They are not allowed to be on the internet with the door to their bedroom closed. What? The kids have computers, you say? Yes, they have computers because they have a constitutional right to a computer. I don't know whether you know this or not, but no kid in America today can do any homework without a computer. It's impossible. Just ask these guys at our house. They can't do anything. They can't take a crap. They can't write their own name. They can't do anything unless they have a computer to do it on. So if you deprive them of the use of the computer, well, they can't do homework. They can't do term papers. They won't graduate. They'll live like bums. They'll sit around drinking cheap fortified wine for the rest of their lives because they got the computer taken away from them for a week. And I got, so Maria says, these guys, they don't go online unless the door is open. So I was enforcing it today. And one of the reasons why they did this, one of the reasons why we did this law, you know, laid down this rule, is because one of them hit a porn site. Their father busted into the computer's history and found out there were a few porn sites. So he said, no, you can't be good. And I got no problem with a kid, a boy, 14, 15, being curious about naked women. I got no problem with that. I got no problem if he wants to look at nude pictures. There's no problem. Any parent that does is mentally ill. Mentally ill. What I got a problem with is them downloading this crap in our house, where their mother and their sister is, and where if some cop wanted to get curious and look inside what they got in that computer, oh, your kid's got porn. How about that, Mr. Hendry? I don't need that kind of beef, you know? Says, hey, you guys are going to have to access it somewhere else, not our house. Where do we do that? Go to your friend's house. Do it over there. You know? But you ain't doing it here, man. That's all there is to it. But as far as if you ever want to look at some naked pictures, I got some I'll sell you. But other than that, okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.